1.1 WEDM. It's DJ Ray back with another episode of Ray's Rampages, and I have a familiar voice. Go ahead and introduce yourself one more time for the audience. Whoa.
Andy Cruz. This is my third time back here.
Yeah. He's probably going to be a familiar voice a lot on my podcast. I got, you know, I got friends. Maybe.
I'm coming back for the third time. That's questionable.
I was going to get Marvin and Bryce on today, but I have no idea what they're doing because, like,
I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know.
They're grinding at the gym. That's what they're doing.
That's all they've been doing. Actually, I think they went earlier. I don't know what they're doing now.
They wanted me to go the other day, but then we went costume shopping, me and Bryce and Jenny.
Yeah.
So we didn't go that day, and then, yeah.
Speaking of costumes, it's almost Halloween. You guys will be listening to this probably... No, I don't know. Maybe you will be listening to this before Halloween. Maybe. But maybe not.
But so, what are our plans for Halloween?
Our plans for Halloween? We're going to party hard. No, I'm just kidding.
We're probably going to be sitting on a couch.
Sitting on a couch.
Watching people play Just Dance.
And then also watching people box each other.
I'm not participating.
You got to participate.
Bryce and Marvin want me to box Hayden as a first match. And I'm going to get destroyed if I
were... JT's boxing him first match.
I could have boxed JT, but I was like, nah, I'm good. It's not a grudge match.
Dude, it's...
I have no qualms anymore.
Marvin's so excited about it.
He's so excited because he has a champion belt, and he's ready to...
I bought that hold for on to him.
And he destroyed... That's a tangent. Anyway.
Oh, let's
back
go...
Back to Halloween itself.
Halloween itself. I'm surprised. I want to see how many people actually go trick-or-treating. That's going to be the most surprising part, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's very concerning.
This year, I'm just like...
COVID.
We said we're going to cover all the candy and, like, sanitizer before we give it to them.
It's still wet.
Whole glob of sand. hand sanitizer. I almost said sand sanitizer.
Anyway.
I cannot speak English today. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
What's it called? I got nerds from an undisclosed place because you're not supposed to say...
It's not from a orchestra teacher.
Oh, actually, it's not. This one I have in my hand, at least.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this one's Lemonade Wild Cherry Nerds.
Oh.
It sounds so good.
Those sound good. Wow.
Ranking between, like, Halloween candy, Nerds is up there. Nerds is up there. Nerds rope? So good. Chef's kiss.
I don't know. I had dark chocolate Reese's the other day.
That sounds pretty good.
They are good.
I don't even like chocolate.
No, dark chocolate Reese's are good. I used to be a big Reese's fiend. Wow. I tongue-tied today. But recently, it's just been too, like, sweet.
Hershey's is not good. I don't...
No,
I hate Hershey's.
Awful.
They taste... disgusting.
Their dark chocolate is also not that good.
Apparently, to other, like, nations, like, Hershey's tastes like throw up.
It's awful.
Because it has, like, primarily a chemical that's in throw up that makes it smell and taste.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's, it has, like, a chemical, but it's not, like, the main part of throw up. It's just, like, a substance within throw up. And then people from, like, the UK and Europe in general taste, and they're like, this tastes like poo-poo. It tastes like throw up.
Tastes bad. Tastes real bad.
But it's, like, basically all sugar, and that's why Americans are, like...
delicious. I don't know.
I'm like, this is nasty.
It's gross.
That's so nasty.
Blech.
Even, like, European candy, like, over here is, like, mm-hmm. like changed a little bit, like, ingredients-wise and stuff because of... I don't know.
I just think Hershey's is way overrated. It's, like... as a kid, like, yeah, it's fine. And sometimes on s'mores, it's fine.
It's a s'mores candy. It's not candy you eat by itself.
I think I'd rather put a Reese's.
Cookies and cream was different, though.
Cookies and cream.
But also, like, white chocolate is just not good. It's just sugar.
White chocolate, yeah, it's not real chocolate either. So
nothing.
I don't know. Cookies and cream hits, though. I put them in those cookies we baked that one time. Whoa! Yes, they were so good.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah, you don't know.
Time when I was... So I was sleeping one time. Or I didn't sleep on purpose. I was taking a nap.
Conked out.
Marvin called me. Marvin called me at 8, like around 8:30. Mm-hmm. You guys finished baking around like 9:30?
Yeah. Dude, we brand. All of those
cookies. You guys made so many cookies in such little time.
We made enough for like at least 10 people to have six.
60?
Six each. So like maybe it was 60.
I feel like it was a little bit more than that because I saw the because you guys showed the amount of bags too. It was like probably around like 80.
Oh, that's a lot of cookies. Yeah, we made that many cookies in like half an hour.
But that time, you called me. I was like, oh, okay, cool, I want cookies. Because the day previous, you guys gave me cookies. And I was like, this was so good. And it was good because they're fresh. Because I made them. And then like after that, the next day, you guys called. And then I was like, okay, cool. I was waiting. Mm-hmm. Not even 10 minutes passed. I was listening to music just laying on my bed because I was just
asleep.
I was waiting. I was like, well, I don't feel like doing anything. I didn't feel like playing games or anything. I was just like,
that's it. I'm sleeping.
And then I slept. And then I wake up at like 10, 11. Mm-hmm. And then I just see missed calls from you, Bryce.
Dude, we called you like a million times.
Apparently, you guys did not bang on my window. I would have heard it.
No, we didn't.
Okay.
We didn't know which window was yours, so we decided not to.
That's a good call.
Yeah. We were just like,
my brother would have been like, who's doing that?
Who is this man? But
in the spirit of Halloween.
In this spooky time.
Do you have your costume?
I do.
Do you want to share with the class?
I'm going to share with the class. I'm going to be Wednesday Addams this year. Yes. Who? Okay, Andy doesn't know who Wednesday Addams is, apparently.
No, I already went through this.
From the Addams
for the
culture. For Shep. For Shepler. This is for you, Shepler.
Now he's like, I really, Wednesday Addams.
Yes.
He remembers.
A classic.
A classic.
I really hope.
I legitimately did not know who you were talking about when you first said that. I was like, who? Okay. I didn't think of Adams and the Adams family. I just thought, like, who?
He said, I don't know who you're talking about, bro.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, what are you going to be?
Steve. From Minecraft.
No!
Because remember, you know how I have my diamond sword or whatever?
You're just going to dress up?
Nah, it's just like
you're
the
not
it's just
the
mask
contest. Hayden's DK costume is going to win. Marvin thinks he's going to win. He's so competitive. He's
what
like,
is his costume?
No, I'm going to win.
What is his
it's just white boy. That's it.
What does he have? A snapback on?
He's going to get a wig today. I think that's what he said. He was like, I'm going to buy a wig today.
A blonde wig. He just dresses up by Bryce.
Yeah, he said, I'm dressed up as Bryce, white boy. I said, oh my goodness. I was just like, I hate you. I was like, I can let you borrow my foundation.
And Bryce was like, last time I talked to Bryce when I was costume shopping, it's SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be Sponge.
Because we found a hat. It was a cute little hat. Because it's like a hair.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then you put it on your head and it's just the SpongeBob hat. He's like, I could probably get a white shirt and a red tie.
And just be SpongeBob.
And then he's SpongeBob. And then
Jenny's going to be a witch, right?
Or devil. I think it was, I don't know.
Either one of those. I don't know what Brenda and Stephanie are going to be. They still don't know.
They have a couple of days.
They do. Stephanie was talking about it. Today. She was like, we should be this. And I was like, I already have my costume planned out, bro.
Sorry.
I was like, what's I'm it sorry. Called?
Who was it? Jenny, Hayden, and Bryce were going to have a group costume.
Really?
For Monster Inc., yeah. But then Hayden ended up buying his costume early. And
DK.
Yeah. I'm so excited to see that.
Oh,
it's supposed to be Sully, Boo, and Mike Wazowski.
Oh, that would have been so cute.
And you can probably guess who's who's, but so, yeah.
So Bryce's obviously Boo.
Yeah, exactly.
Why would he be anyone else?
Exactly. The resemblance is
uncanny.
Oh, Bryce and Jenny could have done Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, they really could have.
It would have been so good.
It's okay. We got more years. We got more years.
I mean,
by the way, this is a PG-13 party for all you crazy adults that think teenagers are crazy. We're not. We're just literally going to sit there.
Most of our friend group is pretty
we're
clean.
Just clean people.
It's like, nah, they're just losers. Oh, what a bunch of losers. Like, nah.
What a bunch of losers. Am I right? No. Like, but, no. Yeah.
Most of our group isn't really into that type of stuff.
No. I don't think anyone is.
I feel like, yeah, most aren't. Like, especially, like, thinking about, like, I don't think Otto and his little group does
no,
like
there's
that.
Sports.
Or, like, Sarah and them do anything like that.
Anyways.
Anyways.
back onto our little spiel. I've been anticipating this party for so long. Last Saturday, I got smacked down.
You got destroyed.
I got destroyed.
And you
had to go to the hospital. Like, really, this is
broke
no
your
joke.
Clavicle.
No, I'm fine.
It was it not, or was it not refractured?
No.
It was.
I'm so surprised that it's not. They were like, "You're very lucky." They're like,
"You could have died."
You could die.
You could have died if you broke your clavicle a second time.
It did present a lot of
health
more
concerns
issues
for the future.
For the future, yeah, especially going into my diving season.
Mm.
It starts on Monday. I have to get clearance for practice and everything on Tuesday. So, yeah, that's fun. But it was a fun time. We were just trying to entertain all the kids. And then I just...
You died.
Died. It was awful. They were like, "Is this a joke?" They were like, "Wait, is this real?" And I was like, "Yeah." I was crying. I was like, I didn't want to cry in front of all you, but dang, it
you're
hurt.
Like, you're like, that kind of...
That kind of
ouchie.
Hurt. Ouchie.
What's it called? For like just in general, Halloween, what's your opinion on it?
I love Halloween.
Oh, is it your favorite?
It is my favorite. Christmas is a close second, but Halloween, top tier. Amazing. Oh.
I feel like that's like, yeah, Halloween
I can get away with trick-or-treating every year.
I feel like Halloween, as you grow older, gets more exciting.
Yeah.
Than Christmas. Because Christmas, when you're younger, is, even though we're like 17.
Yeah.
Not that old, but still. For me, like, Christmas... During having a job, it's just like less.
It's awful. I have to work.
It's just like you're working a lot more for gifts that are not yours.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, you're like, because you know that time during Christmas, you're like antsy, but like, oh, I got this person a present. I hope they like it.
Yeah.
And you want to see that reaction. But then, like, later in, like, me now, I'm like, I don't really care about
it. I don't know. I'm big on watching people open presents that I got.
Yeah, I like that. But, like, I like that part of it, but it's
I'm
not
like
more so, like,
in front of me.
A receiving gifts. Like, I...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not big on receiving gifts as much as I was when I was younger.
Like, of course, I'll give an appropriate reaction to, like, whatever
I
get.
Wow.
But otherwise, for the most part, I'll be like, thanks, dude. Thanks.
Yeah.
But, like, anyways. Halloween seems more exciting.
It is. Anyways... We're going to have to wrap this up. It's a shorter podcast today. I know. I'm sorry, guys. You want to hear more of me and Andy. And you will. Have a fun and safe Halloween. See
Bye-bye.
You guys next episode.